This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they are in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are going to be talking about that fun feeling of resistance. When something happens, somebody says something, somebody asks you to do something, you think that you need to do something, and you automatically feel that resistance. That's what we're going to be talking about today. You know what I'm talking about? It's like that feeling of rubbing two pieces of sandpaper together. It feels icky. And I started recognizing these resistant feelings over the past year. And I think that it's really in part due to all the self-help books I've been reading. I've been making a lot of friends and meeting a lot of people who just challenge me to be better. I've been doing a lot of reflection and really just being okay with silence. I've also been meditating every now and then, something I'm also trying to do more of, but that's another podcast. But I feel like I've just been able to recognize this feeling of resistance. And so I want to share a couple stories where I experienced this resistance so I can really show you what I mean by it and how I figured out how to kind of navigate these feelings. I also think these stories will really help you see the benefit of this feeling of resistance and how you can approach it in the future. So the first story that I have is a super, super small one. It's kind of a simple everyday life example. So my husband and I, we had just finished eating dinner and he really wanted me to try this barbecue sauce. Y'all, I was full, okay? I was super full. And so I just really was hesitant to try it. I was like, I'm good. I don't really want to try it right now. I'm full. I'm good. And he's like, try it, just try it. And I just didn't. I was feeling this resistance and I don't know where that came from. It's just so weird. So an hour goes by and I start realizing what that feeling was. And I started reflecting, why was I feeling that way? Did I really not want to try the barbecue sauce? Or was I just kind of being stubborn and feeling that resistance? And I really think that it was just feeling that resistance because my husband wanted me to try it for some reason. It was such a weird thing, but I felt that. And so we probably feel these things all the time, but I don't think that we fully recognize them. So that's just one small example of how it's shown up in my life recently. And there are many more than that. But I also want to share another story that really changed the way that I look at this resistance. And it was just a really cool experience. This was in January. My husband and I were going to a wedding in Florida to see my cousin get married. Well, since the wedding was on Saturday and our flight was on Sunday, we forgot to check in and we kind of just figured we would not be sitting next to each other because we were on Southwest and, you know, you have to check in the day before and we had forgotten. So that morning I actually meditated. I said, okay, I'm going to put this out in the universe that I want to sit next to somebody cool. So I get on this plane. I find a girl who was also at the wedding. And I try to sit next to her. She was kind of preoccupied. She was on the phone when I first got on, so she didn't really see me. And then she started going to sleep. So I was expecting to hang out and like connect with her. But instead, I actually started talking to the guy next to me. We started chatting a bit. And he was talking about this course that he was taking and these books that he was reading. We were talking about why we were traveling, where we were traveling to and from. And we just started talking about books. We also talked about our families. And then he was asking me questions like, you had one message to put on a billboard in front of millions of people who see it every single day. What would you put on that? And he was going to basically be asking this to somebody he was interviewing, and that's why he was flying. So he was just asking me some really deep and meaningful questions. And so we were just really connecting, and it was just such a great time. This was a 4-hour flight, and we literally talked the entire time. So during this kind of same time in my life, the same time period, I have been really craving mentorship. I was hoping for somebody maybe in my field of interest, in the realm of
education and somebody who was doing something similar to what I wanted to be doing. That's kind of what I was looking for. And I had really, like I said, been asking the universe to send me the mentor. And a side note, when you do ask the universe to send you something, be open to what that thing looks like. Be open to anything because it will likely be different and perhaps even better than you think. So anyways, I'm on this flight and we get toward the end of this 4-hour flight and he hands me his business card. I walked off the flight thinking, oh, that was such a great conversation. I felt such good energy and it was just so good to connect and meet somebody who was so random and in such a different place than I was in life and in career-wise. It was just such a great conversation. So a week goes by and I think, oh, I really need to email that guy. 2 weeks go by. Oh yeah, I need to email him. And I start feeling that resistance. 3 weeks go by. The resistance gets stronger. And I'm starting to think, what's the point? I start telling myself, he probably doesn't even remember me. Why does it even matter? It doesn't even matter. Alicia, just go on with your life. It's fine. At the same time, I also was feeling that pull. Like I really was supposed to take action towards this. I was supposed to email him. I was feeling that resistance that I was talking about earlier. So should I email him? Should I not email him? Ugh, I was having that sandpaper moment. So after the third week, I'm like, nah, I'm good. The fourth week comes and I'm driving on my way to work and I think, okay, I'm going to email him today. I'm going to email him as soon as I get in my office. So I get in my office, I write the email, and I just tell him how much I enjoyed the conversation. That was pretty much it. I said, thank you so much. I really enjoyed our conversation. You really challenged me in a lot of ways, and it was really great meeting you. He responds within 24 hours and asks if I would be interested in being mentored by him for 20 weeks for free. Y'all, I cannot make this up. And I actually just finished meeting with him recently. I've been meeting with him for the past 20 weeks every Friday, and I have grown so freaking much from this. And y'all, I almost didn't reach out. I almost didn't email him. And now I have this relationship with a person who's in a completely different place than I am in life, but we still connected and I still learned so much and grew so much from him. And so I think one thing that I really want you to take away from this episode is that recognize this resistance. A lot of times we feel this pull to do something, but then we feel this immediate resistance to it. Oh, I really want to email that professor, but I'm scared. Something is holding you back. I really want to apply for this internship or apply to be an orientation leader or apply to be a resident assistant, but something is holding me back. There's resistance. Y'all, anytime that I feel that resistance now, I'm at least aware of it, and then I have to really dive into that a little bit more and try and do whatever I can to go towards that resistance instead of pulling away from it. This is way easier said than done, and it's something that I'm constantly working on, but it's just something that I've been more aware of recently, and I thought maybe it would help you in your college journey. And I want to make it clear that when I'm talking about this resistance, I'm not talking about the feeling that you get whenever you're unsafe or you're not in a safe environment. For example, swimming with sharks, that can be risky, right? But that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about that pull to reach out to somebody, that pull to put yourself in a situation that kind of makes you uncomfortable. When you feel that pull and then you feel that immediate resistance, acknowledge it and then see if you can still move towards the thing that you know that you really want to do. When you start feeling that resistance, learn how to recognize it and then use that feeling of resistance. Maybe that's exactly where you're supposed to be next. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Maybe that resistant feeling is actually making you aware of this is something exciting and scary, but it's actually what you need to do next. I challenge you this week to really start recognizing that feeling of resistance and maybe take one step outside of your comfort zone towards something that you know that you really want to do, but you keep putting it off, you keep holding back because of this resistance. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. As always, don't forget to reach out to me at The College Life Coach on Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any other episodes. And I hope to catch you in the next one. Have an excellent week.